This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Deb Fitzsimmons, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Who doesn't love Paradise by the Dashboard Lights by Meatloaf? One of my favorite songs that I don't get to hear very frequently because it is heck along, but I'm really glad you guys played it on my playlist. We just loved, as high schoolers, the girls singing the girls' part, the boys singing the boys' part, without really thinking about what the song
Getting
is about.
Getting to second base, what does that mean?
That's right, but we get to find out from Phil Rizzuto, of all people, doing the play-by-play, which was really fun about that song, too.
Yeah, Yankees guy, and that makes sense, you growing up in the New York area, too.
Yep.
This is Deb Fitzsimmons, our guest DJ for the day. A bit about yourself, day job?
So I am an attorney. I defend people and businesses who get sued. I work for the Hartford, so I am retained through people's insurance policy. So I defend people who are sued for car accident cases, dog bite cases, that kind of thing. That's You're My Best Friend by Queen. And it was hard to pick a Queen song. There's so many great ones. But You're My Best Friend was really pertinent for me because I've got a lot of best friends over a long time. My best friend from high school is Gene Lewis, and we used to sing that song together all the time. And now in Roseville, with no family, friends are even more important to me. And so my best friends who have helped me through really difficult times recently are Laura Zabriskie. I want to give a shout out to her. Kim and Mike Volpe, Donna Corville, Sherry Bolin, and Beth Gomes. Thank you guys for all being my best friends.
Very nice. Deb Fitzsimmons, our guest DJ for the day. A New York girl, you're a Bon Jovi fan.
I love Bon Jovi. You know, another East Coast guy, and eye candy, too. but their songs are just so great. They're different and just really great to listen to. I love Bon Jovi. That was Handle With Care by the Traveling Wilburys. They were really fun when they came out with their first album, to see Tom Petty and Bob Dylan and George Harrison and the guys with all such distinctive voices coming together with some songs that you just could tell they were having a blast doing them.
It really did sincerely seem like they were having fun, just setting aside their egos and playing some music. Deb Fitzsimmons serving up the music today, our guest DJ. And I see on your resume here, one of your first jobs was with Penthouse?
Yes, and it's the Penthouse. What people don't know is that it was also Omni, which was a really well-done science fiction kind of magazine. But Penthouse is the one people want to hear about. And so I was in the International Editions Department. It was me and my boss, and we were responsible for, before Penthouse or Omni went to Germany or Japan or whatever, making sure that the articles or the pictures, if you will, complied with different international, you know, different countries' laws. And it was very interesting. The Penthouse girls would come in and to get their German Penthouse with them on the cover.
Look,
and it was
that's
great.
Me on the cover.
Yeah, that's right. But it was a really professional place to work. And I remember when the Vanessa Williams thing broke and they had found those pictures of her, we got bomb threats at the building and we were evacuated for several days, I remember. So that was something. But it was an interesting job. Little Brother Michael, that one was for you too. Aerosmith, Same Old Song and Dance. My brother has seen Aerosmith, I think, 20 times. I remember he went to Boston to see a concert and he brought, I don't know how many cases of canned foods that got him a free ticket to see them.
Nice.
And Aerosmith is on my bucket list of concerts to see. I think Steven Tyler would just be great to watch, and I could see why my brother is such a big fan. So love you, Mike.
Absolutely. This is Deb Fitzsimmons, our guest DJ for the day, and you're a Rod Stewart fan, too.
I am. Again, the thing about classic rock, all the bands have such different types of songs. They don't all sound the same. And Rod Stewart, Forever Young, was one of my favorites. I don't know that I listened to it or paid much attention when it was popular, but once I had kids, it became so meaningful to me. And it just expresses what I hope and dream for them through their lives. Just experience everything and enjoy your life. And that's why I just really have a special place in my heart for that song. Ah, you gotta love The Boss. Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. I picked that song because it's just, A, it's just fun to listen to, and it just kind of makes you think of your own glory days in the past, and, you know, hopefully we don't think those are our best days, but it's just a good song. I really like it.
And you got that Jersey-New York connection with Bruce as well.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
Deb Fitzsimmons, our guest DJ for the day, originally from Queens, and Springsteen on Broadway is like the hottest Broadway ticket. You used to go to Broadway, and you're still into live theater?
Yeah, so we actually, I'm taking my daughter to New York. We're going to see a couple of shows. Not that one. Maybe I'll have to rethink that or add a show to our trip. But we love live theater. We go to Music Circus and Broadway Sacramento every year. I try to get season tickets. And both my girls love theater. And my younger daughter, Chelsea, in fact, is going down to L.A. next month. She's going to pursue her dreams, as they say, which is to do auditions and that kind of thing. So I'm really proud of her. And you go, girl.
Excellent. And your other daughter, what's she involved with now?
So Emily is my older daughter, and I'm just so proud of her. She works with kids with autism and is in grad school right now to get her certification to be a board-certified behavior analyst, and she loves and has such a passion for working with these kids. I'm so proud of both of them.
The listener-hosted radio.
Charlie, I think of all the songs on my playlist, Sweet Child of Mine has the most meaning for me. My ex-husband passed away last year, and when he was alive, it was one of his favorite songs. He would blast it in our house, and my two girls have come to love it. In fact, when Emily was in high school, she did an acoustic version at a talent show, and Chelsea recently sang the rock version at a fundraiser, and it's just so interesting that they picked that song because when he passed away, we played Chelsea's version at his service, and we've heard it at the most interesting time since then when we really, really needed to feel Steve's presence, and it's really helped the girls to just cope with the loss of their dad, and it just, whenever we hear it, it really has a lot of meaning for us.
Deb Fitzsimmons, our guest DJ for the day, and another song in that same realm of emotional adjustment, Let It Be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have actually said, Alexa, play Let It Be many times since last year because it's just overwhelming to help my girls get through this tough time. And some of the things you just really do have to let them go and let it be. And when I stop and listen and close my eyes, I can really just breathe and let it be. That was Your Wildest Dreams by the Moody Blues. And I picked that song because it just, you know, classic rock songs bring you back to people and times and that kind of thing. And I moved out to California because I chased down my high school and college sweetheart, and things ended up not working out. I understand he's gone off and gotten married and has a kid himself, but he was a big part of my high school and college years, and I think about him every now and again, and that's why that song is, you know, every time I hear it, I think about him, and I wonder if he thinks about me sometimes too. So that's why I picked that song.
Connections in our lives. Deb Fitzsimmons, our guest DJ for the day. I noticed you have some tattoos too. You have more than one. What says Just Breathe?
I've actually got two, and people raised eyebrows when I got my first one, which says Blessed, and then it's got my girls' names under it, and it's on my wrist for me to see, not to show other people. Whenever things get crazy, I'm reminded that I'm blessed by those two in my life. And then I got the Just Breathe one actually after Steve passed away. I just wanted a reminder that just stop and breathe. And when I look down, it's on my left forearm. It helps. I really see it. And I get a lot of really good comments from people that love that tattoo particularly. So they're fun. From the jam. That was Boys of Summer by Don Henley. And Chelsea, I will say out loud that that is the better version. The cover is great, but the Don Henley one, you cannot beat that song. There's just something about it, the music of it, and just his voice. And I remember the video was pretty cool. And I don't know, there's just something riveting about that song that I just love.
Yeah, there's quite an allure. And Don Henley, one of the great voices in rock, no question.
Yep, definitely.
Deb Fitzsimmons, our guest DJ for the day. Been a lot of fun!
Oh man, this was a hoot. I was so nervous coming into this because I just had this expectation, especially listening to some of the other guests, how knowledgeable they are. And I don't have like a ton of knowledge, but I have a ton of experience that these songs have gotten me through. And this was a blast. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Yeah, a universal connection through the music. If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online, eagle969.com. One more, Billy Joel.
Oh, Billy Joel. He's a hometown boy, too. I remember when The Stranger came out, we loved every single song on that album. And Moving Out is just a good one. I like it.